Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure you saw that President Biden met with Vladimir Putin. Jimmy Kimmel said, I had a feeling those two weren't going to make it to the hometown date. Colbert said the Beneva in Geneva didn't have to clear a very high bar. It just had to be less embarrassing than the stinky in the Helsinki. Seth Meyers, that's right. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin met in Geneva for about 4 hours with a few breaks, but no meals because nobody would volunteer to be the food taster. Colbert, Biden went into the day hoping to promote predictability and stability. That's also the name of the most boring Jane Austen novel, Fallon. The meeting was expected to be 5 hours, but lasted only half that time. Not a great sign when your summit is barely longer than Peter Rabbit 2. Fallon again, it was pretty much the opposite of the Friends reunion. Now, at one point during the meeting, Putin quoted Tolstoy. Trevor Noah said, in life, there is no happiness. That's basically how Russian soccer moms say, live, laugh, love. Fallon, that's actually an excerpt from Putin's new book, Chicken Soup for the Russian Soul. Fallon, there's no happiness in life. Sounds like the slogan for Russian Applebee's. Colbert said, you do not want this guy giving a toast at your wedding. Congratulations to Jeffrey and Diane. May the specter of happiness haunt you. Now please have some cake. It is made of vanilla and children's tears. For what is life but a difficult birth astride a grave? The light gleams for an instant, then it is night once more. Mazel tov. James Corden said, I'm guessing this is probably why Putin isn't asked to speak at a lot of graduations. And Kimmel said, there's another expression that goes, if Vladimir Putin gives you pudding, don't eat it. Because it's probably filled with plutonium. The Hollywood Reporter tells us all, that includes you and me, that both NBC's Tonight Show and CBS's Late Show are getting good ratings lately since the audiences came back. Colbert's first Late Show in front of an audience this week drew 2.32 million same-day viewers. That was the highest same-day tally for the show in a month. Meanwhile, the Tonight Show captured its 14th victory in the last 16 weeks, in the key ad demographic of adults 18 to 49. That streak roughly coincides with when Fallon's show started having partial live audiences and some in-studio guests. Patton Oswalt has a new podcast. It is called Did You Get My Text? His co-host is wife Meredith Salinger. The description of Did You Get My Text is the bubbly, happy married couple go over their texts and stuff. Patton Oswalt says, we live in the same house and we rarely see each other for some reason. Well, we text each other all day long, but we never actually get a chance to sit down and talk about it. So the podcast is the perfect opportunity for us to actually sit down and look at what we texted at each other throughout the day. Will Smith will host a variety show for Netflix. Now, we don't know anything about it. Netflix put out a vague description saying the Will Smith variety show on Netflix will have fresh comedic sketches, huge musical performances, and more. So we look forward to seeing fresh comedic sketches, huge musical performances, and more from Will Smith. Also on Netflix, Kevin Hart's Fatherhood is out today. I don't have much to say about it. It is not a comedy. Chris Rock spoke to The Hollywood Reporter and says, not everybody recognizes me right away, but the minute they hear my voice, they know exactly who I am. Comedians don't have mystique. We're not singers. When you like a comedian, you kind of know everything about them. So, it's like, hey, how's your daughter? Hey, I went through a divorce. Rock says he does not have a hard time staying in character, if that's what you're asking. Rock says he does not have a hard time staying in character and likes bad guys because there's an undercurrent of humor in them. Like De Niro in The Untouchables is kind of funny. Jack Nicholson in The Departed is kind of funny. Denzel in Training Day is hilarious. You know what I mean? I don't think you turn that guy off. I do have to make sure my character is measured because you can go too far and lose the edge. Like, who the hell is funnier than Joe Pesci in Goodfellas? But at the same time, he's terrifying. Rock actually had two big surprises up his sleeve. He said, I was actually cast in Superman 20 years ago when Nick Cage was going to play Superman. There were wardrobe fittings, miniature sets. I was hanging out with Tim Burton and the whole thing fell apart. I was going to be Jimmy Olsen. So there's a part of me that's like, man, where's my superhero movie? I was this close. And he said he had a chance to be on The Sopranos. Years ago, when I had my own show on HBO, it was the height of The Sopranos. And I got a couple of offers to be on The Sopranos. And I was like, I like it too much. I don't want to spoil it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Philadelphia Eagles are excited to announce that they will host an exciting night of comedy on July 29th. It's the Philly Comedy All-Star Celebration, There's Something in the Water. It will feature live stand-up performances from some of the top names in comedy, all with Philadelphia ties. Some of those top names in comedy, all with Philadelphia ties, include Big J Okerson and Craig Shoemaker. What about Bill Cosby? Why isn't Bill Cosby invited? Oh, I'm getting a note from Seth. Oh, that's why Bill Cosby's not invited. I see. Never mind. Big J Okerson and Craig Shoemaker. I forgot Craig Shoemaker existed 15 years ago. We used to play a lot of him at SiriusXM. I can't think of the last time I saw Craig Shoemaker's name. Craig Shoemaker said, "Laughter is the best medicine, and now more than ever, we need to heal." That's a quote a comedian put out. Really? Oh, there's more. "The doctors are coming to Lincoln Financial Field on July 29th, so open up and say, ha ha." Maybe that's why I haven't heard about Craig Shoemaker in 15 years, man. The family of Paul Mooney are doing a benefit show. If you are in Houston, they'll be at Phil and Derek's on Sunday, 9:30 p.m. Daryl and Dwayne Mooney, a.k.a. the Mooney Twins, will speak candidly about the life of their father, while mixing in the humor into a stand-up comedy routine, Comedy Runs in the Family. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Mooney family. That's at Phil and Derek's in Houston on Sunday, 9:30 p.m. I should have done this story earlier when I was talking about Kevin Hart, but why not? From MotorAuthority.com, your home for comedy news, a 1977 Ford Bronco resto mod owned by comedian and actor Kevin Hart. That's for auction at the Barrett Jackson Las Vegas auction. That auction has already started. You've got until tomorrow. The Ford Bronco boasts numerous upgrades. Starting under the hood, it's powered by a 5.0-liter V8 coupled to a 3-speed automatic transmission and 4-wheel drive system with a Dana twin stick transfer case. Sounds exciting if you're in the market for a 77 Ford Bronco. Rick and Morty is back on Sunday. You should watch Rick and Morty. That's Sunday night at 11 o'clock on Adult Swim. Now, Nerdist has an article saying what to know before Rick and Morty season 5 premiere. Some things to remember. Spoilers coming up. Now, if you've never seen Rick and Morty, start at the beginning. Punch out on the podcast. I'll catch you tomorrow. You're excused. I get it. Spoilers coming. Now, remember, there are now 2 Beths. That's right. In season 3, episode 9, Rick told his daughter Beth he could make an exact clone to stay at home and take care of the family. That way, the real Beth could go off on galactic adventures. The show never revealed whether or not she took him up on that offer until we got an answer in the season 4 finale. Nerdist wonders, will we ever figure out which one is the real Beth and which is the clone? Writing, Space Beth and Home Beth don't care to know which one is a clone. Neither do Morty, Summer, and Jerry, who's stoked to have 2 wives. But for how long will that be okay? Adult Swim, 11 o'clock Sunday. Rick and Morty. If you're not watching Rick and Morty, it is amazing. I was late to the party there, but wow, that's amazing. Did you see this thing? Get Rid of the Kids. So one of the producers of the Harley Quinn series on HBO Max, that is a spinoff to Batman. And one of the show creators said DC was like, you can't show Batman giving oral sex to Catwoman. You absolutely cannot do that. They're like, heroes don't do that. I'll let that thought hang in the air and you can decide for yourself what heroes do or don't. Let's leave that aside. But an actual Batman has weighed in. Val Kilmer took to Twitter and wrote, does he or doesn't he? Along with a gif from his 1995 Batman Forever. He tweeted, we could give it a try. I'll bring the wine. No news on George Lopez tacos today. I wanted to thank Travis Zepp for hitting me up on Facebook.com/Daily Comedy News with some more menu pricing. Thank you very much. Couple of house cleaning things. New episode of the weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app. That'll be up Sunday morning. That app is free. The show is free. If you like what I do here and you'd like to hear some stand-up comedy along with the news stories, that is very similar to this. Some of the stories overlap. Some do not. The weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app. The New York Times did an article with the top sitcoms of the 2000s. I'm saving that for July 4th weekend, but that might be something you want to read before then. Tomorrow will be a normal episode. Sunday, well, you could see it's kind of a slow news day and it was a slow news week. So tomorrow I have enough for a normal episode. Sunday, I discovered Bob's Burgers, which, again, let me ask you two questions. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? No. Have you ever met anyone who's seen Bob's Burgers? No. Apparently there's a soundtrack album. And I did a really deep dive on the soundtrack album on Sunday. It's probably not the best episode of Daily Comedy News ever. If you were going to miss one, Sunday would be the one to miss. It's not terrible, but I didn't totally nail that one, being honest with your folks. But Sunday's Father's Day, and I want to go to the beach. So Bob's Burgers soundtrack album deep dive will be Sunday's episode. Tomorrow is normal. Monday is normal. And from Yahoo, journalist Simon McCoy has urged GB News viewers to stop their pranks. Comedian Adam Pacitti was on. He went on GB News and asked what appeared to be an innocent question about people being offended by jokes. As he chatted, he moved slightly and a mirror behind him revealed his bare butt. The host did not notice. Pacitti said, I am a man that loves to laugh. I am of the belief that either one can joke about everything or nothing at all because somebody will always be offended by a joke. What are your thoughts on that? One person on Twitter called Pacitti their hero and said it was amazing. Another viewer said the screen was incredible. Others quipped that GB News was the butt of the joke. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Catch you tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.